I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Farm and Ranch Report. A last summer proposed IRS regulation to eliminate some or almost all the discounts a family farms could take via transfer of lands or operations appears to either be not moving forward or reduced from what was originally proposed. Clifton Larson Allen Principal and Farm CPA Today blogger Paul Niefer shares more.
And even if that regulation does not go away, the IRS seems to have already indicated that those discounts will not apply to a closely held business such as a farm operation. However, we have to be careful because they have not defined what a closely held business is, and many farm operations have their land in an LLC or in a partnership that rents that ground to the farm operation. Well, the farm operation is considered a closely held business, but that land holding entity, which is where a lot of the value is for farmers, that may be considered to be a non-closely held business. Therefore, that farm land holding LLC might still be subject to the new regulations on valuation discounts. We don't think so, but it's just hard to know. But I think the bottom line with Trump being our new president, it is likely that either that new regulations of valuation discounts are going to be completely eliminated or drastically reduced so it's not going to affect our farmers much.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.